Okay, so there's a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says, "Mamsha Pelodika Gemara." The pasuk says, "V'shaftim Marisim Bein Ovdei Hashem Lasher Lo Avadu." Let's distinguish between those who are considered Ovdei Hashem and those who are not Ovdei Hashem. And it's a very funny pasuk, because the implication is, in the Gemara, the Gemara in Chagiga elaborates upon this, that an Ovdei Hashem is Zeha Lo Made Pirko Mea Pa'amim Ve'echad. Somebody who learns Torah, learns his learning 101 times, is called an Ovdei Hashem. And somebody who only learns it 100 times is not called an Ovdei Hashem, Asher Lo Avadu. And the kasha jumps off the page itself, right? What does it mean? Somebody learned Torah, he opened up Bamitzia, learns from Daf Beis until the end, the whole way through, every single Gemara, every Rashi, every Tosfos, 100 times. He knows it like the back of his hand. But he's not called an Ovdei Hashem. Pelodika Gemara. Hazoi state in the Gemara Chagiga. And the Rebbe wants to know why. Why is that not called an Ovdei Hashem? So he lays out a Yisoid Gadol, and this Yisoid permeates the entire concept of Avodas Hashem in general. What does it mean to be considered an Oyved Hashem? Moshe is called an Eved Hashem. What does it mean to be an Oyved Hashem? So the Rebbe says, "Echena biur bazeki Oyved Hashem, hu zesh avodasoi rak l'shem milu ritzani isbarach." Oyved Hashem means that somebody who is fully focused. He is doing his actions exclusively to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with no ulterior motives, no alternative explanations. Exclusivity is milui ratzon Hashem. That's why there's a distinction between Me'a and Me'a Ve'achas. The Chazal are saying that when you learn something 100 times, you're still getting a new knetch. You're still getting a deeper understanding. You're still getting a new tainug for that first 100 times. After 100 times, there no longer is that tainug that comes along with the learning. At that point, your learning is exclusively l'milui ratzon Yisbarach, is to fulfill the ratzon Hashem. So Avodas Hashem, to be called an Eved Hashem, it requires one to have reached that level. To reach that level of 101 times of milui ratzon Yisbarach, says the Rebbe, Masha'en ken alomin mei apamim. Someone who learns 100 times, sheyesh o tainug asaga bilimudo. He has a new tainug every time. He has a new asaga, a new explanation, new understanding. Ach shebavadei schar habe miod. You're getting a lot of reward. Don't worry. You're still doing a lot. You're getting a lot of reward. That's true. Ach toar over Hashem einlo. He's not called an over Hashem. That's not reaching the level of an oved Hashem. Why is that? Hainu ki dargas over Hashem urak al yedei avodas Hashem biyegio atzuma lazos utzoni esbarach ach belisha margish tainu bazeh. Big yisoid. Because what does it mean to be the level of over Hashem? To do exclusively lemilu ritzoni esbarach, to fill the will of God. Says the Nesiv Shalom, dargas over Hashem is only through hard work. Biyegia atzuma, hard work, a lot of difficult work to fulfill the will of Hashem without blisha magish tainug, without having any tainug in that action. It's you're approaching the mitzvah. You're approaching, whether it's tefillah, whether it's Torah, whether it's shaking a lulav, sitting in a sukkah, putting on tefillin. It's not that it makes me feel good now. That might be true. He's not denying that after you do the Ratzon Hashem, you have a geshmak. That might be true. After the Shabbos, I feel good. Emes. But why am I doing it now? What's the driving force? What's the Geirim HaDover? So if the Geirim is because I want to get that Tainug, then I haven't reached that level of Oyed Hashem yet. I haven't reached that. That's a very high darga. It's a very high darga. Who's called an Oved Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the prime example of an Oved Hashem. Moshe is called an Evin Ne'eman Karasiloi. right? That's because when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, that label of Oved Hashem defines Moshe, that he had such an overwhelming Avas Hashem, he had such an overwhelming to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, that he was going to do it not because he had any personal gain or any personal desire. It didn't make him feel good. It didn't advance his position in the world. He did it because that was the Ratzon Hashem. As an Evan Nehmer. As an Evan Nehmer. Think about it for a second, right? When you're in a, you have a servant of the king. You have a servant of the king. Now, he's getting all of the same quality of sleep, of food, as every other servant of the king. But what makes one servant better than the other? What makes him the most trusted servant of the king? So Avada, you think for a second, it's the one who steps up to the plate to do the difficult things when no one else wants to. It's the one who has such a overwhelming ratzon to fulfill the desire of the king that he's willing to go clean out the toilets, he's willing to get down and dirty.
That's not ridiculous.
Nah, it's not going to get him any further in life. He's still going to be a slave. He's still going to have the same mattress to sleep on, the same food to eat. He's not getting any higher payment, but what makes him an Eved Ne'eman? That he's reliable. He's reliable. He steps up to the plate when it's difficult and hard, and he's willing to put in the extra work. That's what it means to be an Oved Hashem. That's what it means to put in Oved Hashem, that you're willing to put in that extra effort. There's a absolutely amazing Tanit Ve'eliyahu he quotes. A Medrash in Tanit Ve'eliyahu says as follows. There's a king that has a lot of children and servants. And he wants to see which one of his children and servants loves him the most and fears him the most. You know what he decides? I'll make a great test to figure out which one's going to step up to the plate. What's the test? He creates a maze. And then, after you get to the end of the maze, you think it's an easy way to go. Now, I got to the end. I can easily get up, approach the king. No. Then there's a tight man squeeze. It's very hard. It's difficult. You get through the tight man squeeze, and I finally accomplished the goal. I can get to see the king. No. So then you got to go under a bunch of barrels. You have to squeeze your way through a small cave. And finally, when you get to the end of all that, you put in all the work, and you got to the end, you can finally see the king. Says the Medrash, only the most trusted, only the children and slaves that are such an overwhelming ava for the king are willing to put in such extreme effort to not only go through the maze, to squeeze through the tight man squeeze, go under the barrels, under the rocks, and to eventually get to the other side. It's a test to see who is the oyev. Whoever's willing to put in that yegia, who's ever willing to put in that amelus, that's the person that can be defined as an Oyved Hashem. Chazal say, Yagata Umatzasa Tamin. Famous Gemara. Yagata Umatzasa Tamin. Lo Yagata Umatzasa Al Tamin. Meaning what? If a person says, I put in the effort, Umatzasa, and I found HaKadosh Baruch on the other side, I was masig a new asaga, I understood something new, you could believe him. But if he says I could do it without putting in the effort, don't believe him. Why not? He has a new asaga, he has something under, that he undercover. No. Shad is like this. Bali agia, b'masha masig as a bayra al pi tchunois v'tviyosav, lo yask as a bayis barach. If a person thinks that he found the Kodesh Baruch Hu without putting in the yigiyah, his natural drive, his intellect, he chapped it right away, he feels it. That's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not called dveikus. Dveikus is only shayich if it came through Yegiyah. You could feel good about God. You could have an emotional connection. You could have an overwhelming geschmack. That's not Kirva Segloikim. Kirva only comes through Yegiyah. Real Kirva only comes through Yegiyah. And that's what Avodas Hashem is all about. That's what the Medrash in Tanchuma says, Sha'or HaGonuz Shenignaz Bebriya Sa'olam, that the Or HaGonuz, remember the world was created with a tremendous Or HaGonuz, and it was set aside. Right? Who was it set aside for? Amole HaTayro. Amole specifically. Not for people that know Tayro, not for people that understood Tayro, for Amole HaTayro. That through their Amelus, they're able to uncover that Or HaGonuz. Specifically through the Amelus. Without the Amelus, it's not shy. So, if that's the case, Reishis Avodas Hashem Lios Kichayil Ne'eman, a trustworthy soldier, Ha'omer Mashmarto Mishmeres HaKodesh, who's willing to go through the effort to stand up in the front lines when it's difficult. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. La avoid mitoich yigia v'me avde Hashem o'im debeis Hashem b'meis Hashem b'leilos. The ones who stay up late at night, shein hefresh etzloi b'yigiyasa b'nei yomim b'chirim b'me'irim l'bein alaylos. There's no difference when it's easy, when it's light outside, when things are coming served on a silver platter, or when it's dark and you can't see in front of you. And it doesn't seem obvious, and it's difficult. It doesn't matter. The Ovid Hashem is the one who's willing to stand up in that situation and fight through, work through anyways, no matter what. Says the Rebbe, Hayegiyo b'avodas Hashem einu mishum matara. That work is not to get a goal. Sometimes we have to work hard because we want to accomplish. I want to finish Maseches Bamot Tzi. It takes a lot of work. So my Yegiya B'Torah, my Amelus, is not because of anything other than to accomplish the goal. I want to run a mile. It takes effort. Right? You want to work out. It takes effort. I'm not working out because the effort is what makes me excited. The effort is just a hechitimtzo. It's a means to the end. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, to Dveikus, to Kirva, it's Pumfakert. It's not like that. It's not to accomplish the goal. Big Yisrael. That I should have a greater Avodas Hashem because I put in more effort. It's not the Pshat. Elo etzem hayegiyah hi hamatara kishlo atzmo. That is the goal. Hashem wants us to work. He wants us to put in that effort. Why? Not because I'm going to find the kirv at the end of the goal, at the end of the line. Not because it's going to create the gata umetzos. Hashem wants us to show him that we're willing to work for Him. That's the goal. The goal is the Avodas Hashem. Not because we're going to get a lot of reward at the end of the day. That's what it means, that the Ovid Hashem is the one who's doing it. L'mili Ritzoni Yisbarach. He wants to fulfill the will of God. If I want to fulfill the will of God, the goal is the action. The goal is the effort. The goal is the effort. That's what it means to be Avodas Hashem. That's what Avodas Hashem is all about. It's the effort. Hashem never tells us when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So one of the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah that if somebody asks, you shouldn't trip up. You should be able to answer right away. How can Hashem demand that of me? So if you're medayik in the Lashonis of the Rambam, the Rambam says the mitzvah is to learn Torah that you'll get to that level. The mitzvah is to put in the effort to get to that level. Mirz Hashem, we should be zeich. We should be zeich. But the avoda is the goal. The process is the goal, not because of the end desire. However, and with this will end. A lot of people, when you tell them that the process is the goal, it's depressing. It's overwhelming. If my whole life is just a struggle, so how long can I struggle? It's tug of war. Eventually you slip up and fall and the other person wins, right? So what gives me the energy to continue the struggle? That's what Chazal say. Yogata Mitzasa. You're going to get the Mitzvah. You'll get that Kirva. It's coming. Know that. Focus on that. But the goal is the action. The goal is the effort. In other words, my ultimate desire is to be an Oyved Hashem. But it's so hard. Don't worry, there's reward. You're going to feel that Kirvus Elokim. And there's nothing greater than that Kirvus Elokim. But we have to have that Amuna. You're going to get there. Got to start out and have that Amuna. It's important to drill that in. But knowing that that's going to come, that's not what I'm focused on. That's not what my effort is invested in. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. But the process is what makes us great. That's why that even when there's no longer a greater hasaga, a greater tainug, I'm going to do it anyways, because that's the Ratzon Hashem. And my focus is l'mili ritzoni yisparach. And that's what Amir Tzashem Yashem Yizeche, to be called Oivdei Hashem. Adkan. That's an introduction.